You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is, I guess, new titles now, since my wife has been confirmed as Apostle Betty Whitaker, so you can call me Chief or Senior Apostle Betty Whitaker, Vernon Whitaker. Excuse me, y'all. Vernon Whitaker. Now my wife is no longer pastor, but she is Apostle Betty Whitaker. Because if you call, you say Apostle Whitaker, guess what? We both gonna
look
answer.
Right now, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Senior Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker, now Apostle Betty Whitaker. First Church, Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Our address is 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. And you can reach us at 561-718-2361. That is my cell number. If you need prayer or you need some kind of request or you're going through something and don't know how to overcome, give us a call and let us direct you into the Word of God. And this is the name of the show, The True Word of God. And I truly believe that it is the Word of God that will sustain us. It is the Word of God that would hold us. It is the Word of God that would keep us. And nothing but the Word of God. Oh, yes, yes. Our Sunday morning services start, Bible study started at 7:30 on Tuesday night. Sunday school start at 11 o'clock. Our morning service start at 12. And if you don't have a home church and looking for a good church, look for somebody to teach you and guide you in the right direction, come to First Church Fivefold Fellowship and ask for a senior Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker or Apostle Betty Whitaker, and you will be able to feel the love and the anointing that's in our house. And that is First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida, yes, 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie.
Yes, I just want to add, even if you want to fellowship, yes, come on out.
Yes.
We are in for a good time. I tell you, God is doing mighty good things there. Miracles, signs, and wonders.
Yes.
I tell you, it's just awesome to see the work of God and how he moves. So just come out, fellowship with us. And also, I want to thank those that came to the Hurting Women Hurt Conference. I tell you, we had a mighty good time, an awesome time. I'm still having people calling me up and talking about it, and they're just looking forward to the next roundtable discussion for Hurting Women Hurt. You know, there's so many people out there that's hurting, and they don't have an outlet. So when you find genuine people that are coming together and we're bonding and we're helping each other get through whatever it is that we've gone through in our past to move us forward, then that's what it takes. So we are now planning on having our next roundtable discussion in June. It's our Hurting Women Hurt roundtable discussion. So I will be announcing it. And those of you, I want you to mark your calendars, not today, but I will get back with you at a later date for the final date that we have chose. So I thank each and every one of you that came, and those phone calls, just keep them coming because they mean so much to me. It helps me. It encourages me to continue the journey that God have me on. So I just want to add that this morning.
Yes, and also we're trying to still working on our men's conference, for there's a lot of hurting men's out there that's hurting and don't know where to go and don't know who to talk to. So we're going to set it up sometime in July. And I'll get back with you on a later date with that and also the speakers. But while we are here today, we're going to continue with our subject today. And I've been kind of wondering why a lot of people don't want to commit or give their life to Christ or don't want to be saved. And our topic today will be that man shall search for the knowledge of the truth if he wants to be saved. And we know that God had gifted us men, gifted every human being with the reason to reason and to be and to be intelligent. And so it's natural for us to have doubts, and that we need to learn how to inquire and learn how to investigate anything that is of interest. And that's what I did before I came saved. I went and investigated. I wanted to know what was I'm going to get out of this if I change my life and what I was doing and give my life to Christ. I wanted to know. I don't know about nobody else, but I wanted to know what kind of benefits that was better than what I was doing. And right now, you know, I was doing pretty good. I was having such a good time. But yet when I began to investigate and look at the word of God, then that's what really changed my mind. Somebody need to change their minds right now. And also, we got and religion is not something that is so bad that you should avoid it. Religion is not that at all. None whatsoever. But yet, we should have the fortitude or have the understanding so that we can find out what is the eternal benefits for our soul. And I always preach, no matter what church I go to, Apostle Betty, I always don't be preaching to the people that's in the church, but I be preaching to their spirit man. And this is my concern about your spirit man. Because we know that this old body going to die and going back to the dust. This has already been said and been promised in the Bible. The body was cursed when Adam made that mistake and disobeyed God. And God put a curse on this body. So we're going back to, but our spirit man that lives forever. So it's where our spirit man, where we want to spend eternally.
Yeah, I just want to add something. You know, when people come into the house of God as a person, as the natural man, so to speak, when you have people that are visiting the church, they come in and they're looking for something.
Something.
They don't know what it is they're looking for, but they're just looking around, just probably to see how, you know, we all act in the church. You know, they're looking at your protocol. They're looking at the children's ministry. They're looking at the church as a whole.
Yes.
And they're trying to see where they fit in.
Mm-hmm.
As an individual.
Yes.
But yet and still, when they come in, it's, I'm lost.
Yes.
You know, I want to be saved.
Want to be found.
How do I fit into this? You know, what am I looking for in this setting?
Yes.
So there's something in the church setting or in the ministry itself that we have to be able to pull or be able to reach that individual that is coming into the storehouse.
Yes, yes. Amen. So now, what is the essence truth that all men should understand for the eternal benefits of his soul? Now, we know in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, Apostle Paul made clear the will of God. And he says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desire all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, this is God's will, that everybody, when it says all, we got to understand what all means. And all don't mean partial. It means that every woman, every man, every boy, and every child really need to understand and know the truth of God. And this is God's will, that no one be lost. So now that tells me that we have a choice in the matter. Either we can choose to be with God, or we can choose not to be with God. So this is the choice that you make. It's nothing that nobody forces you or that nobody make you, but it is a choice.
And not only is it a choice, it is the church's responsibility of instructing Christians in the faith. You know, there's a certain commitment that we have to make to be faithful to the word or to the church.
Mm-hmm.
We got a responsibility
yes.
to teach.
Yes, 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 yes. And God, through his word and the Bible, want all men to know his desire that all men be saved. That is God's desire in his word. But for the men to benefit from God's grace, God's will is for men to come to know the knowledge of the truth. And if a person want to be saved, he must know the truth on how can he be saved. And I think that's where a lot of people are falling short, because they don't know the truth. Then what will the truth do to man so that he can be saved? That should be the next question.
Yes. And in John 8:32, he says, the Lord said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall
make you free. Make you free. Knowing the truth will set man free. So it's the truth that will make us free. But then we need to get deeper down and understand, but what is the truth? What is the truth that we are seeking? What is the truth that we are looking for? What is the truth that we need to grab hold to? What is the truth that we need to implant into our minds, into our body, into our soul? What is the truth that I need to know that will make me free?
Salvation. Come on, that's
because it's a lot of deception out there.
That's right, that's right.
There's a lot of false truths out there, but we must know there ain't but one truth. Come on, church. So now, how can I out of all this mess go in and pull out nothing but the truth? Because we know that Satan, he will take the truth, just a little bit of truth, and mix it with a whole lot of lies, and we might think that it's the truth. But something that God instilled in us and put in us so that we can recognize the truth when we see it.
And that's called the spirit of discernment.
Come on, Pastor. Come
you
on.
You have to be sorry, able Pastor. To yes, discern truth from a lie.
Yes, yes.
And the only way that you can be able to discern is you have to have the spirit of God in you in order to discern something that is false.
Okay.
And that comes back to what we were saying earlier.
Yes.
You have to be taught.
Taught.
The word of God.
Okay. Now, let's look at John chapter 8, verses 34 and 36. And the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior, I take it personal, I said my Savior. Yes, he explained further what we need to know. And Jesus answered them and says, most assuredly, I say to you, now listen to this now, whoever commits sin is a slave of that sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the son make you free, come on now, you should be free indeed. And I think that's where we don't understand this scripture. Because once you are a slave, that means you are bound. That means that whatever your sin is, have control over you. It dictates how you be happy. It dictates your joy. It dictates when you shall smile. It dictates how you even treat folks, because it have that dominion over you, have that power over you. So now, we got to understand that we cannot be a slave to sin. This is the truth that we need to know. That sin, if you are in sin, you are a slave to sin. And we know that right now, somebody listening to this radio station right now are in sin. So we're trying to help you not to be a slave to that sin. We're trying to help you so that you can break away, get out of those bondage, break down those walls so that you won't be a slave to sin. So we are coming today bringing you the truth about the word of God. So the Lord clarified, whoever commits sin is a slave to that sin. So therefore, it is sin that men need to be free from. My God. Sin. And what is sin? And sin is nothing but being disobedient against God. That's what sin is all about. Adam sinned. Why? Because he was disobedient against God. So in order for us to be not a slave of sin, then something have to happen on the inside. First of all, in my personal opinion, you must know that you are in sin. Because a lot of people think that they're all right. A lot of people think that what I'm doing is not wrong. But yet and still, when somebody tell you that you are in error, don't you get mad?
Yes, they do.
Don't you get upset?
Or yes, we do.
Yes, you do.
Because we hate to be told.
Come on now.
That we're wrong.
That's right. We hate it.
We have to face up to it. We have to own up. We have to take ownership.
Yes.
It's called what? Responsibility. Growing up.
Yeah.
In the Word of God.
Mm.
Learning the Word of God for myself.
Come on now.
Applying it to my lifestyle. Applying it. Knowledge first, knowledge based, seeking the will of God for my life. How do I change from my wicked ways if I don't seek?
Yes.
If I don't get to know God for who he is?
Yes. Come on now. Come on now.
How?
How? How? You made two.
You have to be open. You have to be ready.
Come on now.
It's not I'm depending on somebody else's lifestyle of how they're worshiping and serving God. This thing is personal.
Personal.
I want to, when I leave this world, I want to see Jesus again. I want to live forever. I want to see eternity. So if I want to do that, then I got to do what? First, be saved.
So now you're saying, Apostle, that I got to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ?
You have to have a personal relationship with God. That means you got to know God for yourself. You got to study this word for yourself. He said, what? Study to show yourself approved. And if the things that you don't understand, all you have to do is ask me.
Yes.
I will help you to understand whatever you need to understand in this word.
Yeah.
And it's plain, it's simple. God will give you the interpretation.
So you're saying... that my relationship with Jesus don't depend upon my wife. It don't depend upon my husband. It even don't depend upon the pastor of the church.
No, it doesn't. It depends upon you. What kind of lifestyle you live.
Really?
What kind of love you have for Christ. Now. You. Everything is resolved around you. As an individual. Because you came into this world. By yourself.
Oh, come on now.
And the word said you will leave this world by yourself. So when I see Jesus again, I'm going to see Jesus what?
By myself. Me telling my lawyer ain't going to be with me?
Your lawyer ain't going to be with you. Your children won't be with you.
Pastor ain't going to be with you.
Your boyfriend, your girlfriend, they won't be with you.
Oh, my God.
This thing is a personal thing. You have to seek to know God for yourself. Because people can lead you wrong.
Yes, they can.
So it's like you were saying earlier. You say, you know, you could take just a little bit of truth. But a lot of times people teach you on what they know. It's not what they study or it's what they heard somebody else say.
Yes.
Instead of really getting in there and knowing for myself. What the word of God is trying to tell me.
Yes, yes.
How can I be saved? You know, yes, there are a lot of biblical stories.
Yes.
That have gone on in ancient times. But you know what? There's nothing new under the sun because the things that were happening back then is happening even now.
Nothing new under the sun.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Yes. So what you're saying is that although we're teaching on the radio, don't take our word. But study for yourself.
Study for yourself.
Investigate for yourself. To make sure that we are saying is the truth. But yet still we must know that the will of God is for every man to strive to know the truth. So that he can be free from sin if he wants to be saved. That's the key point. If you want to be saved, it's something that you must want. And that's why the Lord has been dealing with me that I know the Bible said that you're supposed to go out and hunt for that lost sheep. But yet, if the sheep don't want to come back to the fold, what can you do? They got the warning. When somebody warning, guess what? They have a different attitude.
That's right. They're going to be receptive.
There's a lot of people come to church, but they don't want what God has. But they want God's blessing. But they don't want to do what God has called them to do.
Oh, say it.
Come on now. Because we want God to heal us and give us financial blessing, but yet we don't want to do what God called us to do in order to get those blessings. So then a man who's seeking the truth, he must not give up so easily. When things get hard, don't give up. I know right now somebody on the verge of giving up. Don't give up. You must weather the storm. Don't throw in the towel.
Because that thing, that very thing that you're going through right now is just a test for your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Will you endure?
Yes.
God tests us in certain ways.
Yes, he does.
And if we can go through.
Don't make me shout now.
Then we can help somebody else.
Yes.
After we've gone through it. You're not really going through it for yourself, but you're going through it to help somebody else in your future.
Mm. They said, no trial, no testimony. You got to go through something to have a testimony. Come on, somebody.
Come on, that's right.
You got to catch a little hell to tell somebody how not to do what you did. Come on, somebody.
That's right.
Come on now. You got to go through something in order to have a testimony.
That testimony is to make you.
Yes. Come on
now. To make you better.
Come on, Apostle.
To make you stronger.
Yes, it is.
To make you want to just push just a little bit harder.
Just a little bit harder. Just a little bit harder. And I understand sometimes our trials and tribulation, if you look at it in the right content, all it does is to help you grow and show you where you are.
That's right.
Because sometimes we might think we're on one level, but we really not. So some things have to come in our lives to let me know, I need to go just a little higher. Come on, somebody. I need to push this a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Come on now. I need to pray just a little longer.
That's right. That's
come on.
Right.
I need to hold on just a little longer.
Just a little while longer.
So I always take my trials and tribulations as a stepping stone.
Yes.
To where God wants me to go. Ha ha. See, y'all made me want to have some church in this place already. So that when we're looking for answers, we must not stop finding the answers to all the religion questions from the Word of God that's written in the Bible. And because there are a lot of traditions that's going on today, a lot of things that people are saying that women can't preach and women can't do this and women can't do that, but yet they have not studied the Word of God. They went on what somebody else said because I was truly one that was against women preachers. Yes, I was. I didn't believe no woman preacher till somebody said, you need to go read that scripture again. Look up and study for yourself and find out why Paul said what he said and what was the circumstance that he said. So as I began to investigate the word and go back in history and learn the different situation why Paul said what he said, then I understood nowhere in the Bible you can find Jesus Christ said that a woman can preach. He said no male or female. We all the same. So we got to understand that God will use a rock to get his word out. He'll use a tree to speak his word. So how come we as men folk gonna tell somebody who is a child of God that you can't preach the word of God? And a preacher, not necessarily you have to be behind a pulpit, but anytime you tell somebody about Jesus Christ, you are a preacher. You preaching the word.
Come on, that's right, that's right.
So now how can you tell a woman you can't say nothing about Jesus Christ? Come on now, let's get real with this thing. There's a lot of the men folks out there with the wrong attitude because they didn't study the word. They went on what somebody else told them. And then I found out they used that to try to control the church, keep the women down in the church. That's what they was doing. I know I got a lot of pastor mad with me now. But this is Chief Apostle Brandon Whitaker. Let me give you my phone number. 561-718-2361. If you want to discuss that a little further, please call me and show it to me in the Bible where Jesus said a woman couldn't preach. Come on, somebody. You can't find it. No, I know what the scripture said. And we can debate it, but we won't argue about it, but we can debate it. Amen. So when we are searching for the truth of God, we must be relentless. Come on now. You got to be relentless in this thing.
That's right. Endure.
Endure. And seeking. And see that God will, his honest, how to find him. Come on now. Come on, let us find the truth.
In 2 Timothy verse 3, it says, though therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, no man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier.
Yes.
And if a man also strive for the masteries, yet he not crowned except he strive lawfully. Mm,
yes.
So that means that we gotta push.
Gotta push.
Push our way through.
Yes.
Endure. Stand through the hard times.
You got to.
No matter what you're going through today, you out there in Radio Land, no matter what you're going through, you gotta know that what you're seeking and searching for is the truth, the true knowledge.
The true knowledge.
Of God.
Of God.
Search the scriptures for yourself.
Yes.
Stand strong. Those things that you don't understand, ask God to open your understanding up to what he's trying to say in this word. It's not hard.
Yes. Yes. And Jeremiah 29 and 13, and it says, you will seek me and find. Look at that word. Seek and find. Look and find. So, in order for us to find Jesus, we got to seek him. We got to look for him. We got to search him out in order to find him. And when you search for me with all your heart, see, that's the problem. We ain't searching with all our heart. Now, we'll search him when I'm sick. Now, we'll search him when I'm going through something. We'll search him when I need something. But can you search him when you don't need anything? Can you search him when you ain't sick? Can you search him when you ain't got the money in your pocket? See, this is what we do. We only want to see God when we need him. But I've been seeking God whether I need him or don't need him. Come on, somebody.
That's right.
I'm still
right.
Searching for God. I'm still looking. I'm still wanting to know who Jesus Christ is. He is my personal Lord and Savior. And I take this thing personal. If you don't want him, guess what? I surely take him.
What the word says?
What the word says.
Man should search for the truth if he wants to be saved.
Yes.
Search.
Search.
It's not hard.
It's
He's
not
there.
Hard.
His arms are open wide.
Yes. Knock. The
door shall be opened
open.
Unto you.
Yes. So we got to understand, in order to know the truth, and that is the will of God, and that God wants nobody to be condemned. He wants everybody to be saved. But the truth of the matter is that we need to know that we need to be free from sin. So we need to be not a slave to sin. Yes. So this is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker and Apostle Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 1689 Biltmore Street. And the zip code is 34984. And you can call us at 561-718-2361. And that is my cell. And we are be looking for you Sunday morning at 11 o'clock for the Sunday school, and then 12 noon for our morning service. Come on, church. Let's say our motto before we go.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, what a day. No matter what the enemy says or does, he cannot steal or take your joy. Why? Because you are, I say one more time, you are a child of God. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.